Okay, Beast Game Podcast, and the Hobbs and Shaw trailer came out. No one knew what this movie is going to be about, but it's the first spinoff of the Fast and the Furious universe, or maybe second if you consider Tokyo Drift. But what do people think of the trailer?
Their personalities don't bounce off each other, let's say, like Martin and Will Smith does. It doesn't compliment at all. So watching this, I'm just like, yeah, okay, this is just going to be a generic action flick with two big name stars.
Well, considering The Rock is in a lot of action movies that are just not good or just dumb action movies, right up his alley.
Was he the highest paid actor in Hollywood?
Yeah.
If I remember right. Yeah. 20 mil a movie, some ridiculous number.
And his company produces most of the stuff now, so.
Is it his company?
Yeah. Him and his ex-wife and her new husband have a production company, so they're involved at all of them.
Wow, that's
like all these movies that come out, you see him, they usually have their hands in it somewhere.
Wow, okay.
For him, everything is it's an investment because he's going to make a ton of money off of it. And at this point, Fast and Furious makes a billion every time it comes out, so logically, you would put out. I think their chemistry worked on the last Fast Furious 8 when they were in prison. That whole scene was entertaining, but I don't know.
It wasn't the main thing.
It wasn't the main thing, but that one segment where they were locked up together, that part was entertaining. The question that I would have is, how is that going to translate into a full movie?
For what, 2 hours more than likely? Ugh.
Yeah, and then if you go see this, throw logic out the window because it's not going to work. It's not going to apply. You already saw in the trailer, the guy's literally flying through the air while the other one's on the elevator, flashing symbols at each other. Intellect we're going to deal with.
Well, let's just get it out the way. What I thought about that part of the trailer where they're just jumping out of the building was Ghost Protocol, but
yeah,
yes, it was.
Tom Cruise did that for real. Right. You guys are doing it for CG. It's like, oh man, they just turned Idris Elba straight up into a super villain.
And that's the one part that I didn't know it was going to be this. I've been injected with biomolecular enhancements.
He took the super serum.
Some super villain or whatever. I did not know that was the angle they were going for.
Adamantanian skeleton. Oh yeah, watch out, yo.
And all of a sudden, he's punching through walls and all that. And I'm like, all right.
And so it doesn't hurt his wrist, fingers? Yeah. What?
And this is not a superhero movie. So this is supposed to be real life.
No more cars, but it's just punching people in the face.
Yeah. So
I don't know.
From that standpoint, I don't know. Like I said, my expectations would just be to go in, big action shots, a whole bunch of explosions, a bunch of fighting. If you do that, then I'm all right. It'll be entertaining. And I'm not looking for nothing to make sense.
Well, the one thing that's going to drag this movie down is the banter between Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah.
The whole movie is nothing but that.
Well, it was a strength in 8, but like off the trailer, it seems almost like it's just real forced right now.
Yeah.
Well, it's like probably just because they planned action sequences and then filled the story in later. Let's just have these two guys just ad-lib and go at it and see what comes out of the camera.
Yeah,
that's not gonna work.
And then next action scene, story thing, next action scene, more banter. Predict that's how the movie's gonna go. But I mean, again, as Mike said, there's no logic.
The man grabbed a missile with his bare hand and turned it the opposite.
But it was going in slow motion.
And or the Burj Khalifa thing, where he drove a Lamborghini out of one building into another building.
To another building. Yeah, this is what we're doing with. So if you're looking for pure logic, don't watch these movies.
This is not going to be Mission Impossible level of continuity. That, hey, well, we can come up with anything and it'll be successful. So I predict that this movie makes money, but it's not going to be well reviewed.
No, but at least the key with Mission Impossible, like you said, we at least know Tom Cruise did the stunt. So you know it's like real.
Man, dude hung off a plane.
Hung off plane. You can go back and watch some behind the scenes and you can see him put some contacts in. And not only did it once, he did it multiple times because he felt the shot wasn't right.
And also,
he literally jumped from 35,000 feet skydiving and did it multiple times.
I also think he did some of the stunts on The Mummy as well.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
The dude was crazy. He learned how to fly a helicopter to do that whole scene in Mission Impossible. So when they announced that they're doing two more, I have no problem with that. I'm sorry, because I'm reeled in at this point. Because every time they come with something new, I'm like, really? This dude didn't just do this. Yeah, he did. How did he do the halo jump? Oh, he went up 35,000 feet and really did a halo jump.
Yeah, he did a whole bunch of test jumps beforehand for like 6 months just so you can do one scene. Like, okay. Then we did it again.
He broke his foot jumping from a building because he's just crazy.
All right, that's it.